got a man in freezing full effect.
You ready, Ron?
I'm ready.
You ready, dude?
I'm ready, Slick. Are you?
Oh yeah. Take it down.
Girl, I must warn you. I sense something strange in my mind.
Welcome back to Ram Nation Radio on AM 1550 KDCO, FM 94.1 in Denver and 96.9 in Boulder. I'm your host, Joel Cantalamessa. This segment is brought to you by CB & Potts, which has been the home of the CSU Rams since 1974. And today they've got five front range locations across from the Flatirons Mall in Broomfield, just west of I-25 on 120th in Westminster, Greenwood Plaza Boulevard off Arapahoe Road in Englewood, and C-470 in Broadway and Highlands Ranch. And then, of course, the original 1415 on West Elizabeth and Fort Collins, home of the Jim McElwain Show. They've got craft beers, great food, and all the football you can handle at CB & Potts restaurants. I know our next guest has been to Potts many times over the years. Very happy to introduce. He'll be the first of many Ram Nation message board icons. This is Mike Rowe, otherwise known as Cam's Chorizo, a longtime poster, Hall of Fame poster back when we used to do top 25 and Hall of Fame rankings. He was one of the few and a good buddy of mine. Mike, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So what's up, bro, man? You've been on Ram Nation for probably as long as I have, maybe not quite that long, but the early 2000s under various different names. What are some of your memories, your top memories of the Ram Nation days?
Oh man, there's so many. My feud with Bugs Buddy. Unfortunately, I should have been named Rookie of the Year in 2003. It was stolen from me and given to him, and that's when I went by CU Sucks Too. Sorry. And so probably my best memories are just getting to know guys like you and you know, meeting all these people throughout the last decade and actually becoming really good friends with a lot of people.
You know, I know you host Tailgaters now, and every time we hook up at a game, it's, you know, old faces that we used to only know by their handles on the message boards, and now they've become good friends, like you said. So a lot of great guys that otherwise probably wouldn't know very well if it weren't for this community in place now for 14, almost 15 years. So really cool to have you, man. What are the differences you've seen, like, from back when you first joined, that was back kind of in the glory days, to going through the last few years, which it was really got kind of ugly, and now back to some good football and basketball? Have you seen kind of a difference in the tone of the community?
Well, if we're talking about, you know, the message board, when I first joined, it was a lot of ribbing back and forth. And then when we went to that downtime, it just kind of got ugly. And I think just like what you're seeing at Hughes, we're starting to see kind of a revitalization of it, where people are, you know, they're once again proud. The saying goes, proud to be a CSU Ram. And I think you're seeing that. You're seeing that at Hughes. You're seeing it on the message boards. But you're seeing it around town. I mean, I'm an elementary school teacher, and I can't tell you not only how many parents, but how many kids are coming up to me and saying, go Rams, go Rammy. And I think that's what we're seeing right now. We're seeing that on the board. We're seeing it everywhere.
Mike Rowe, Cam's Chorizo, our Ram Nation message board legend, joins us today. We were just talking about the great tailgates that you have. Every week, you've got some new theme. Last week, you cooked up a pig, a full pig. But some of the stuff that you cook, what was the one a few weeks ago? Brachos. It was like a mix of nachos and brats. And I saw on this week's menu, you've got Kahlua something or others, Kahlua chicken and pork. So how do you come up with some of this stuff? And what's been some of your favorite concoctions?
Well, you know, a lot of the stuff that I see, like I'll see it either at other stadiums. The brachos thing is, it's a Wisconsin thing, and they were breaking it out this year at Lambeau Field and at Camp Randall. And so I'm like, hey, let's do brachos. It's easy. We make nachos. We cut up brats on it, throw it in, and it was awesome. I mean, it tastes so good. You know, it's kind of watching TV, going to other places. And really, I'm kind of a foodie, so I really like to cook. So I'll find something new. I know this sounds bad. I subscribe to two different cooking magazines. And so I'll see something that looks awesome. I'm like, you know what? This is the next tailgate thing.
Mike Rowe, Cam's Chorizo is our guest. Mike's one of the biggest fans that I know. That's evidenced by the fact that he and his lovely fiancée, Tracy, have already set up their wedding plans for next fall. and they're planning on doing it the morning of the home game against Minnesota, and that is just brilliant. The only thing that I would say to anybody else is that it's not that brilliant, because then you're going to have to plan your anniversaries around football for the coming years. But for anybody who knows your fiance, that's really not going to be a problem, because she's as big of a football fan as you. Next thing I want to ask you, and by the way, Mike, your tailgate parties are in the southeast corner, first row of the blue lot. Anybody's always welcome. Yes. You always say anybody's welcome. Just bring something to share, maybe, or just pitch in a few bucks. But there's always plenty of food and drinks there. It's a great spread. It's fantastic.
Oh, yeah, exactly. You know, that's one of the things that I learned going to Alabama and going to Wisconsin is everybody's so nice and everyone's just so inviting. And, you know, the last couple of years, it's been like, hey, come over. I don't know you from anybody else. Just come over, have a beer, have a burger, you know, grab something to eat. That's what I want CSU to be about. We're starting to get big time on the field. We need to start doing big time out in the parking lot too.
You mentioned that you take several trips to Wisconsin, Nebraska. You've been to Notre Dame. You do a couple every year. What are a couple of your most favorite ones? And then how does that compare to Hughes, and not just the game day experience, but tailgating and the atmosphere around tailgating? How do you think having a new stadium could affect that on campus?
Well, I'll tell you, the best tailgating that I've seen was in Alabama, as far as just tailgating. I mean, we walked through the quad. We went, you were with me. We went through all the RVs. It was amazing. Everyone was so friendly. Food was great. You know, it was awesome. Best pre-game atmosphere, pre-game parties, Wisconsin and Nebraska. Game day starts at 6 a.m. It doesn't matter if it's a 10 a.m. ball game, because I've been to 10 a.m. ball games in both Madison and Lincoln, or if it's 7 p.m. ball games, and I've been at both 7 p.m. and in both those places. I mean, it starts when you wake up, and it's just a whole nother level, and it's awesome. I mean, all those experiences are great. Hughes, and this is going to sound weird when I say this, because there's five times as many people, but Hughes is very comparable to South Bend as far as the tailgating scene. But as far as what's inside, I mean, it's really kind of quiet. I mean, everyone kind of sticks to themselves, even when they're tailgating in the parking lot. I mean, it's great. Everyone's nice. Everyone's friendly. But it's more subdued than those other schools that I was talking about. Now, getting an on-campus stadium, I could see it changing a lot, especially, when you get out to Hughes, if the weather's cold, if it's windy, no one wants to be out there. You know, when it's on campus, if we have days like that, you know, it's perfect. Go to Fuzzy's, go to Jim's, go to our great sponsor, CB and Potts. Going there and enjoying other games, enjoying food, beverage, and then going to the game. Or getting up there early and going to Potts. You know, reliving where we used to hang out in college, have a couple pops, and then go over to your tailgate. So that's the thing that it's just going to be a game changer, being on campus.
Mike Rowe, Cam's Chorizo, our Ram Nation message board legend, joins us today. Hey, let's play a quick game, Mike. When I say CSU's best team in history is blank, what would you say?
1997. Most wins in CSU history, most points in CSU history. You look at both sides of the ball, tons of NFL players, the entire backfield, Moses Moreno, Damon Washington, Kevin McDougal, all played in the league. Best team, 97.
You know I disagree with you on that. Matt Stevens wrote a great little piece in the Colorado one earlier this week. You know, he said that this current team has a chance to be the best team ever if they win out and win a bowl game and win the conference championship. Obviously, a lot of things have to happen for that. You know, in his discussions with fans to gauge their opinion, he said most people think it's 94, and I agree with that. And maybe part of it is because it was really the first time we saw them win the conference championship, the way that they did it by beating Arizona and then beating Wyo, down the stretch when you and that night game when Utah had kind of opened the door and let us into the conference race again, tear down the goalposts, and then you go play Michigan in a bowl game. I know that that was a little bit of a blemish, but that team, I think, talent-wise, could compete with any team in CSU history.
Oh, I agree. You know, I went to all those games in 94. I went out to the Holiday Bowl. Amazing experience. You know, knew some of the guys on the team, but they didn't win at the end. And you look at that Missouri team. They were a fluke kick that turned into a touchdown away from beating the national title team. And CSU, second half, we steamrolled them. We dominated a team that should have beat the national title. team that year in Nebraska. I go on the most points, most wins, and most NFL players.
All right. What about, and by the way, 94 had a lot of NFL players too. But what, so next
yes,
one, when I say best CSU QB, since you've been a fan, what do you say?
I only have one answer, Moses Moreno.
All right, so I got to argue again, man. How could it not be Bradley? I mean, Anthony.
You know what?
Anthony was always the guy for me. You know, and I have a great affinity for Matt Newton as well because of the number of games he won. He was just a competitor. But Bradley Van Pelt, for the attitude that he brought to the team and the number of wins he had and, you know, the way that he took it to CU in particular. I know he lost in 2003, but that was no fault of his own. 5 touchdowns on his own.
You know, I was a big Bradley Van Pelt fan. And, you know, honestly, I would put him probably around 5th. I think Moses is the best that we've had.
All right, who's 2?
Anthony Hill is 2. Matt Newton, I mean, he's 2-0 against the Buffs. Yeah. That was when they were still the Buffs. I mean, it wasn't what you're seeing now in Boulder. It's when they were still being ranked teams. And then Kelly Stauffer. I mean, you can't argue the number 6 overall draft pick in the NFL.
I know. He's a little before our time, though.
True.
All right, so
I'll tell you what, this kid we got right now, you know, I'm a pretty big Garrett Grayson fan. I love the way he plays. You know, he's hard-nosed twice. I mean, look at what he did against BC. His shoulders busted up. Last week, his groin messed up. Doesn't come out of the game. He just head down, wins games.
All right, man, we're running low on time. We got one more. Who's better, Sonny or Coach Mac?
That's a tough question. I'm going to have to wait until after this season. Actually, I'm going to have to wait till after 2 years. If Coach Mac is still in the conversation, then I could answer that.
I want to ask you one more thing. Mike Rowe, Cam Cerezo from the Ram Nation Message Board is our guest. You're heavily involved in high school coaching. You know, you've been a head baseball coach in the state, football coach. You've taken part in a lot of coaches' clinics for high school coaches over the years. CSU coaches have been, you know, a main part of those clinics. You've seen Sonny involved with them, Coach Fairchild, Coach McElwain. Who of the three is the best? You got any interesting quick stories about those?
You know, Coach Lubick was awesome. He's the guy that would stop anybody, say hi, ask how your family is. Coach Fairchild, you know, he would never speak at these clinics. He would send Coach Hammer, Coach Kurt, but he would never speak at these. That's why high school coaches, you know, nicknamed him Coach Unfairchild, because he wouldn't talk to high school coaches at all. Coach McElwain, so I'm not going to tell you the story that he gave us his very first 2 months on the job, but I had met him a month earlier at the 1870 dinner. I talked to him at the recruiting roundup. His first coach's clinic, he's in a room. He's the main keynote speaker, 300 people. I'm sitting kind of towards the front. He came up to me and was like, "Coach, glad you could make it today. Hope you're having a good time." Goes up. I mean, this is a guy that doesn't know me from just, you know, minutes off of winning a national title with Alabama, and he comes up to me, a defensive coach, by the way, to say hi and to tell him thanks and ask how I was doing because he talked to me a month earlier. That tells you where McElwain is and why this program is going where it is.
Mike Rowe, Cam Cerezo, Ram Nation Message Board legend. Hey, bro, thanks a lot for joining us today. I hope we can do this some other time. I had a lot more questions for you. I'd love to keep reminiscing about a lot of those old days, but really appreciate your time, man, and we will see you at a game soon.
Yeah, thanks for having me, and go Karen.
We'll tell that story another time.
Thanks a lot, buddy.
Before we go to break, I want to personally thank our 7 great sponsors who have made this show possible. Laura Kendall Amessa at Lionsgate Real Estate. If you got a home to sell or a dream home to buy, she's your gal. Kyle Bell at Ed Bozar Chevrolet. He'll be on in our 3rd segment this evening. Cindy Showerman of Beamer Insurance Agency. She can get you set up with the insurance plan that meets your needs. Ellis Penn and O'Connor, my buddy Michael Connor, his tax accountant group. Rick and Christina Rose at Window World. They replaced all the windows in our home several years back. Griff Call at Rams Bookstore. There's no place I go to get my gear other than Rams Bookstore. And CBN Potts with their 5 locations across the Front Range. And of course, the original up in Fort Collins. Give them all a first shot at your business. You're listening to Ram Nation Radio on AM 1550 KDCO FM 94.1 in Denver. I'm your host, Joel Cantalamessa. We'll be back after this.